Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Today, we will focus on a new series titled Contentment in Chains, Unlocking Joy Behind Your Circumstances. We will explore one of the most beloved and uplifting letters in the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Philippians. The podcast title for today is Chains of Grace, which is perfectly encapsulates the profound truth we are about to uncover. Think about the word joy. What comes to mind? Perhaps moments of triumph, success, celebration, or simply carefree happiness. We often associate joy with the ideal conditions, a promotion, a perfect vacation, a pleasant family, robust health, and financial security. And when those ideal conditions are absent, so too, it seems, is our joy. What if genuine, lasting joy isn't dependent on our circumstances at all? What if it's a deep, abiding contentment that can flourish even in the most challenging, uncomfortable, or painful situation? This is the paradox that the Apostle Paul unpacks for us in his letter to the Philippians. When he penned these words, he wasn't sitting in a comfortable study with a view of the sea. He was imprisoned, facing an uncertain future. He was in chains, separated from his beloved community, enduring discomfort and limitations. Yet, this letter, more than any other, overflows with the language of joy. He uses the word joy or rejoice over and over again, like a refrain in a beautiful song. How could this be? How could someone in such dire circumstances write with such overflowing optimism and deep satisfaction? That's the core question we'll seek to answer throughout this series. And it's a truth that can radically transform our own lives, no matter what we face. We'll discover that Paul's joy wasn't fleeting happiness based on external events, but a profound spiritual reality rooted in his identity in Christ and his singular purpose in life. This is the joy in surrender, and it's the foundation of our journey. So, to set the stage, let's look at the very beginning of Paul's letter, starting with the salutation and his initial expression of gratitude and prayer for the Philippian believers. We'll be reading from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. As you listen, try to hear the heart of a man deeply invested in the spiritual flourishing of others, even behind bars. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whatever I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Right from the start, we encounter joy. I always pray with joy. Paul declares, what is the source of this joy? It is not his circumstance. is because of your partnership in the gospel. His joy is tied to the advance of God's kingdom, to the spiritual growth of others, to the shared mission of spreading the good news. This immediately shifts our focus from self-centered happiness to gospel-centered joy. Notice also Paul's incredible confidence in God. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. This isn't wishful thinking. It is a rock-solid theological conviction. Our joy, he implies, can be sustained by remembering that God is faithful to complete what he starts in us and through us. This future hope fuels present joy. And his prayer? That their love would abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless, filled with the fruit of righteousness. Paul's deepest desire for his friends is not their comfort or prosperity, but their spiritual maturity, their ability to discern God's will, and their fruitfulness for his glory. This is the kind of love that defines kingdom relationships, and it's a powerful source of joy for Paul. This initial greeting in Philippians isn't just a polite opening. It's a small-scale version of the entire letter's message. Paul's joy is not circumstantial. It's Christ-centered, gospel-driven, and rooted in an unshakable confidence in God's faithfulness. He finds purpose in his chains because they serve the greater purpose of spreading the gospel. As we wrap up this first episode on the new series, consider these questions for personal reflection this week. 1. Where do you typically look for joy? Is it primarily in your circumstances or in something deeper? 2. In what areas of your life are you currently in chains? Facing limitations, difficulties, or unknowns? Can you identify how God might still be working in his purposes even through these constraints? 3. What is your partnership in the gospel? How does your involvement in God's redemptive work bring you joy, regardless of your personal situation? Let's begin to shift our perspective, looking beyond our circumstances to the unchanging source of true joy. Our partnership in the gospel and God's faithfulness to complete his good work in us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts, acknowledging that in a world so often grasping for control, your word calls us to a different path, the path of surrender. We confess that we often cling to our plans, our comforts, and our perceived strengths, fearful of letting go. Yet, we believe your promise that true peace and profound joy are found precisely in yielding to your divine wisdom and boundless love. We ask that you help us to see the challenges in our lives, the very things that feel like constraints or burdens, not as obstacles to our happiness, but as chains of grace. May we recognize your hand in every circumstance, knowing that even in limitations, you are drawing us closer, refining our character, and revealing your sovereign purpose. As a spiritual of profound trust, empower us to release our grip on what we cannot control, to lay down our anxieties, and to surrender our will to your perfect plan. Fill us with the courage to embrace dependence on you, confident that in your hands, every test can become a testimony, every weakness a display of your strength, and every surrender a step into deeper freedom and unshakable joy. May our lives, by your Spirit, truly embody this paradox, finding liberation and joy within the beautiful chains of your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this wonderful journey on Contentment in Chains, Unlocking Joy Beyond Your Circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.